Fire ants living in Brazilian forests are perfectly adapted to an environment prone to flooding. To save themselves from drowning, they lock their legs together, creating floating rafts up to 20 centimeters wide. Mechanical engineer David Hu says ants know how to interlock tightly.
And you can imagine you have 100 ants, which means 600 legs. 99% of those legs will be connected to a neighbor. So they're very, very good at maintaining this network.
To discover the secret of their engineering, Hu and his colleagues at the Georgia Institute of Technology froze ant rafts and then analyzed them with a CT scanner. They found out that larger ants serve as hubs to which smaller ants hold, forming pockets of air that keep them afloat. Scientists say small robots or advanced materials that can configure themselves could be programmed in a similar way, working towards a shared goal. At North Carolina State University, researchers are studying how Indian jumping ants choose the leader of the colony when they lose their queen. A researcher, Clint Panic, says ordinary worker ants, which are all females, start tournament-style battles. After color-coding the ants for easier observation, Panic's team noticed that some workers became physically more dominant, and that triggered the release of certain hormones.
Within a matter of days, we see changes in dopamine in the brain that we think are linked to the reproduction that starts in these workers.
Soon, the winning ant starts developing ovaries for production of eggs, while its brain decreases in size, devoting all its energy to reproduction. It begins standing taller, while its lifespan becomes 3 times longer. Scientists say this behavior and the release of neural hormones are prompted by genetic instructions. They say the new findings may help researchers better understand the correlation between hormones and genes in humans. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.